Well, as promised, I have a special guest with me by phone this morning. Dr. Saqib Mahmood is with me, and Dr. Saqib is a professor of many things at UWS, which we've just been talking about off the air, and I have to tell you, I think I will be interviewing about some of his professional work as well. He does climate change adaptation and also small business, advancing BIPOC small businesses in the Twin Ports area or maybe in the Northland. So anyway, thank you so much for being with us today, Saqib, and taking the time.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Katia. And it's a pleasure to be with you all.
It is a pleasure to have you. And this morning, the reason I first got hold of you is because I was looking for someone to speak to the observation of Ramadan that has just happened in the Muslim community, and especially just to speak to someone from our local community. So I'll just dive right in right now. And I've already sort of introduced you a little bit. I think you live in the Duluth area, is that right?
I actually live in Superior. I work with the University of Wisconsin-Superior, as you mentioned, to our audience here. And, it's been time flies, Katie, and I can't believe that almost 10 years has passed, and one of our son, we have two boys, one of our son is born in St. Luke's Hospital. So, time flies.
Time does fly. As someone with a senior daughter, I will completely agree with that. Let's just start with some very basic things. You know, we live in a world where the Muslim faith is one of my minority faiths. Many people don't know much about it. Do you want to just share some very basic tenets of your faith to start?
Yeah, definitely. You're right. Over here, especially when we talk about media and all the social media exposure, there are two things that happen in Korea. Like I would say, like some of those misconceptions or misinterpretations are, the people are trying to learn and relearn and trying to address those issues. Of course, Islam is one of the fastest growing religion, and if you look at it, like the number wise, statistics wise, is just after Christianity. Islam is, in terms of the number of people who are following this faith, and is growing. And in fact, in the United States, it's growing also at a faster rate. And one of the thing about Islam, like when we greet everybody, like of course here, usually I do that to everybody whom I know, Assalamu alaikum. May peace be upon you. That's what we start, and that's the beauty, actually. Islam also talks about the best attire is your smile. And when you greet somebody, say assalamu alaikum, just means may peace be upon you. And the other person, if he or she follows the Islamic faith, of course they can say wa alaikum assalam, may peace be upon you as well. So what I'm trying to say is, Islam, if you ask me, from my personal viewpoint, it starts, talks with about the peace. It talks about, of course, Allah the Almighty, the one God, we believe in. And, of course, this five times prayer. And some people might say that five times a day prayer, is it sometimes too much? No, I feel like it's actually helped me to concentrate and do focus, and also trying to be grateful, like in the COVID period. I think many people have a story to tell. I think all of us have a story to tell with the COVID. And one of the things that came up is health and wellness, being grateful. And Islam, to me, teaches about this grateful, try to be patient. And Islam, in the holy book of Quran, the word patient, in Arabic it is called sabr, is used 72 times. Mm. That means the Quran, from the, of course, our last, the prophet that we have, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course, Moses, Jesus, they're all our prophet, by the way. Sometimes people don't know that about this. They think that only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our prophet. Of course, we treat him as our last prophet. But, starting from Adam, Abraham, David, Moses, Jesus, they're all our prophets.
Yes.
And we believe that Muhammad is our last prophet. But anyway, going back, when I try to follow this faith, try to pray five times a day, and also I'm trying to inculcate that discipline at least to my elder son. And in the morning, I try to read at least two pages of Quran. And it helps me to understand that, okay, when I try to read these verses of Quran, I try to understand the context behind it and what does it mean in today's world. And I see, you'll be surprised, Katie, it's my viewpoint, of course, that I find almost all the problem solutions mentioned over there. And if we are patient, you know, and if I'm going back to that word again, patient, and hope is also the word quite often used in Quran, hope and patience. And if you, the patience, and if we show this patience, you know, you can manage many problems in this world. Like sometimes we act in haste, right? Mm. We don't reflect, we just, and then anger takes over. And, this is the best way. When you show patience, you are not only reflecting and trying to think about what would be your best action or what is the right word or right sentence to say or state to the other individual or a group, or how to assess this whole situation so that you come up with a solution that is acceptable to not only you, your family members, your community, your neighbors. I found it is fascinating, Katie. Yeah.
Yes, I love how you speak of these practices and, you know, how they work for you and how they're meaningful for you. And it's easy to see how it fits in with as an antidote to many of our cultural woes, really.
right. And then in fact, when we look at this way as well, Katie, like when I go for this prayer break, of course, sometimes because of classes, I have to pray later or earlier. But earlier, you cannot do. We have to follow, of course, the time. But what I see now, the research shows, even if we work, sometimes for my case, most of the time I'm either in the classroom or in front of the computer. And they say that it's better to have 50 minutes work and then break. 50 minutes,
Yes.
So that, and this prayer is actually giving me that kind of break in a way.
Yes.
And I also feel like it also helped me, suppose if I'm feeling a bit of stress, it's helped me to release that stress as if like I'm talking to somebody. And I'm opening up to somebody. And I'm talking, when I say somebody, just of course I'm talking about the God, and the Almighty. And when I open up, it really helps me. And when I come back, it's more for, again, my anecdotal experience, my personal experience, I found most of the time I have the solution in my mind, And it helps me. It helps me to not only manage myself, but also my near and dear ones, and also the neighbors, community members as well.
Yes. Can you speak a little bit about the Ramadan for those of us that have been sort of watching it from a distance while it's happening? And, I know I've talked a few years ago on the radio about Ramadan, and I was really amazed to learn at what a community event it is. It's not at all an isolating thing, but what does Ramadan mean for you and your family?
Yeah. It means a lot, of course. And, if you want to understand why we have this fasting, 1 month of fasting, actually in the Ramadan, the holy book of Quran was revealed by God to Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a guidance for the people. And there are, of course, with stories and stuff, there's clear proofs of guidance and criterion over there. And we follow the lunar calendar. That's why you see them. It's not like only, it is in the month of May. No, it might be, if it is the month of May, next year would be in the month of April. It moves with the the lunar calendar. So that's why sometimes people have the confusion. Saqib, I thought that your month of Ramadan was in October. Why you were having it in August? Then I explained to them, it's actually lunar calendar. It's not like the 25th December, Christmas, or some, a fixed date or no. It's like we move with the lunar calendar.
Yes.
And now going back, it's actually teaches, let me put it this way so that the audience can follow me, Katie. Like, it's a bit of like a self-reflection this 1 month and trying to be grateful of whatever you have, even small things,
Yes.
All these, sometimes we always chase those big items because of this materialistic society we are growing up, especially this materialistic consumption. If Jones have two cars, I want to have three cars. If Mr. Anderson have two houses, I want to have two houses at least. As if like we are raised to the top kind of competition. But when we try to reflect this, what is the point of these kind of things, this quantity? We are chasing quantity, but we are missing quality of life. So when I look at this way, this Ramadan actually basically trying to self-assess yourself, trying to understand, okay, how I can make myself a better individual. Like it is like a self-reporting. Mm. And it is, of course, between you and the God. And of course, you can share it with your friends and community members, your near and dear ones, if you want to share your story, to see that whether they have the similar things to say. And you can rather than try to improve yourself and think about how we should be grateful for everything that we have. And there are lots of people go hungry at night, right? They don't have a meal and all those things. And this month also is, a month of charity. We also try to involve with, especially to the needy, the poor, and also in the community, whatever way we can, we try to provide some sort of like a financial support or time, or there are other kinds of support, of course, you can think about besides money or, the other food, but also your own time, helping somebody, in your community, or especially the poor and the needy, and trying to be grateful about God given me this opportunity, at least a good job, a house, a family, and I am grateful for that. Now, of course, I want to help others. And what this Quran also says many times, that if you do this kind of act, you will see that you will get more than double, triple, or four times in return. And sometimes it comes from, you can't expect which way and which direction it will come and which time. But you will see that. And I believe in that, Kadia. To tell you frankly, I'm a PhD and lots of experience, but still I believe in this. People sometimes say, do you believe in miracles? Yes, it can happen. Sometimes you are unexpectedly, somebody came forward and helping you, remembering what you did to him or her 5 years ago, or 3 years ago, 2 years ago, those right. kind of things, Acadia. So, right. So this is what I want to inculcate, not only myself, but my young two boys, and my wife is also supportive, and as we are a small community over here, as in Duluth and Superior, and of course, Two Harbors. I'm not sure Two Harbors whether we have Muslim families, but we have people coming all the way from Grand Portage during our Eid festival after the month of Ramadan. So they drove all the way from there to attend the prayer. So there are people in Grand Portage and Grand Marais, if I'm not wrong. Two Harbors, I'm not sure, Kadia, because and by the way, since we are a small community, we take turns. There are professors, doctors among our Muslim, this community, small community, and we take a turn giving a sermon, by the way, the Friday sermon.
Oh.
And today, for example, today is my turn, Kadia. So I'm giving sermon on conflict resolution in Islam. What Islam says about how to, address any sort of conflict. And what we can learn from our Quran and our teachings and even the biographies of Joseph, Moses, Jesus, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they have handled conflict during that time,
yes.
and what we can do from today's context, this kind of thing.
Wonderful! I love how you point out that Islam comes from the same Judeo-Christian original source. The whole. Quran, the Old Testament, there's so much richness there that you're describing. And if there are listeners who are intrigued by this and who would like to meet you or attend some of your services, is that a welcome thing? And how would people do that?
Yeah, sure. They can definitely, because even the Friday prayer, by the way, people sometimes think that we have that, of course, monthly potluck. And everybody, community member are welcome. And even the Friday prayer, by the way, we have folks, actually, even sometimes we have university students who are studying a course related with culture, religion, coming from UMD, UWS, CSS students. They're, attending with their faculty members, and even some of the senior members in our community, sometimes they come as a group to listen our what we are saying, the sermon and the topic, we have different kinds of topics. Like today, as I said, Katie, I'm talking about conflict resolution and how it is mentioned and interpreted, defined, and how it is solved in the context of Islam, but also looking at the biographies of all these prophets, as I said. So anybody is welcome over here. And we have actually an ICTP, Islamic Center of Twin Ports. We call it in short ICTP. And if you go to Google and if you just type Islamic Center of Twin Ports, maybe if you type also Minnesota or Duluth, then it will show up. in your Google search. And in fact, the Google algorithm, the way it works, Katie, you'll be seeing it in the top, actually. I also did it a few times when some people were asking me, can you please quickly take me to your website? And I found it, this is the beauty of technology, you know? And
yeah.
You don't have to go for too much search. So when you click on our website, you will see the even prayer times and all are there. But of course, in the Friday, we meet whoever we can, because sometimes people, because of their location related with their job, they may not be able to come. But whoever can come, they try to attend. And we actually also help some of our students, by the way. It's good you might like it, Katie, like sometimes the UMD students and UWS students, they don't have the vehicle or the transportation. So what we do sometimes, we do it every Friday. We try to take students, as many as possible, in our own vehicle and try to bring them for prayer. And if they have no classes, of course, they don't have that kind of obligations. But I also found out, I want to add this here, many UMD faculty members and UWS faculty members and staff, they're open, they're helpful. Like if a student wants to pray,
right.
Like Islamic faith, that on Friday we want to pray because we don't have a holiday. Like on Sunday, you know, you have that the church service, there's a holiday, right?
Right.
Sunday is a holiday, you know, but Friday, of course, in a Muslim majority country, it's a holiday, but we don't have it here. So it's all about, of course, the students, if they don't have any classes, number one, and number two, of course, the faculty and staff are willing to accommodate. And we found out, and I want to add it here, this is shows our strength of our community in Twin Forks. They all cooperate, you know. And
yeah.
I don't hear any students telling me, in fact, I can tell you, Katie, I'm here, and to our audience in the last, I would say, 10 years or something that, I had some problem, somebody told me I can't go or something like that. So I just want to add this, I felt like this is great. This shows we are open, we are willing to learn as a community. And and I think the folks, sometimes, of course, this is what I feel like. Sometimes we try to say many things, we try to come up with many, perceptions and thoughts looking at the media, but we sometimes don't try to understand or try to meet an individual of that community and try to understand them, you know, and try to be good listener.
Right.
I think this is the listening part we all struggle, right, Katie? Most of the time we have these issues. That's why I tell my students as well. Try to be a good speaker, but at the same time, make sure you're a good listener. Then you see you can solve many problems and also you can address many misconceptions and misinterpretations.
Yes, I love how you bring that out. So anybody who's listening right now who is eager to try their hand at listening, I mean, I'm sure the best way to really understand Islam is not to read all the news all the time, but to simply meet people who are doing it themselves. And so I'm so glad you are open to visitors. And it sounds like anyone can find the times and places from the, if you just Google
our website
with Duluth.
We have a phone number there, but also if somebody wants to even search me, if you type Dr. Saqib Mahmood, University of Wisconsin Superior, I think I will also show up in the Google search. And of course, my email address is there.
Yes.
If somebody wants to say, I want to discuss with you about a topic, like for example, Katie, next week, I'm meeting actually the first Lutheran church in Twin Ports. I think Gloria Day, right? Lutheran church.
Yes.
And there are a couple of people, actually I'm meeting them over lunch and we'll talk about interfaith and all those kind of topics. So if I can make time, not only me, I'm saying the other professors, doctors and other people, whoever is involved in our community or in Muslim community over here, they're fine, spending maybe half an hour or 1 hour over coffee or lunch and talking about any kinds of questions and topics of interest, you know. And in the potluck, by the way, definitely you will be able to meet our community members. You don't need to bring food, by the way. We'll bring food. You'll be our guest, of course. the best way, as you pointed out, Katie, if you make friendship and you break bread with others and the people you don't know, I'm not sure. But when you talk with them, many things, become clear, and the friendship, the relationship gradually develop. And that's what I found out. Like when I first came here in Twin Forks 10 years ago, I'll be frank, like I was not sure, okay, we are close to Lake Superior.
Yeah.
One of the, and we had the flood of the century, by the way, when I came. And it was just after that when the, of course, everything was repaired. But I remember our neighbors, of course, most of them are retired individuals. But what happened, our elder son was, they are probably missing their grandkids. Let's put it that way. Our elder son was 3 years old around that time. So through our son and those people, we befriended the entire neighborhood, you know?
Yes.
And it worked out fine, of course. And I learned many things from them. And they also, you know, some, of course, may not have known the, like, okay, not only about Islam, but also where we are from originally, like South Asian culture and all. And
right.
I think we both learned from each other. And that was a, you know, and gradually we become that kind of friendship developed. And I'm still in touch with some of them because we moved away. We have our own house now. But what I'm trying to say is that friendship that developed, we are still in touch, not only with them, but also their children, because their children actually is our age, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, as I was mentioning. But this is the beauty, you know, when you meet people, you never know. Like, I think Forrest Gump's mom said, right, in the Forrest Gump movie, life is a box of chocolate, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get.
That's
so
right.
I believe on that.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Mohamed, for your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope that it sounds like you just have many, you really are following a good path here and have found a neighborhood and people that are can be with you also. So thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to have you again, if I may, about some of these topics in your work at the university. So until next time.
And thanks for having me, and I look forward to, again, of course, as you can see, I love to talk as well, you know, so definitely, you know, I love to be, you know, part of your show, and let's see, who knows, based on those topics we talked about, climate change adaptation, BIPOC, small business, some new ideas come up, and some audience members might reach out to us with some collaboration or possible, you know, like maybe avenues to,
right.
to do more. You know?
I wouldn't
thank
be at
you.
All surprised. All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. I've been talking to Dr. Saqib Mahmood, and he is from University of Wisconsin in Superior, lives in Superior, and is telling us about many things, including the Islamic community in the Twin Ports area.